We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. It's Monday, but it's a marvelous Monday. I hope that you have a song in your heart and the joy of the Lord on your lips today, and that you are preparing for a great, great day in the Lord. So, with that being said, my name is Bob Arthurs. I welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on 91.5 FM. And pray that as we're going through our lesson today, the Word of God, that this will prove beneficial, it'll prove helpful and insightful to you, and to me, we will all do well, whether we are the honorer or the honoree. And so with that being said, I want to let you know about JITS Concrete today, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. Did you know that I don't know how to do everything? You probably don't know how to do everything either. But if you are needing some block work or concrete work done, I encourage you to call JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804. You know, if you are going to build a house, you would want that house to be able to stand the test of time. And that means that you're going to have to know that the walls are built right, that the foundation is built right. These are things that are not fancy. They're not glamorous, but they are crucially important. You don't want to trust those things to a novice. JITS Concrete has decades of experience here in Brevard County, and I would encourage you highly to consider them for your block or concrete jobs. They have done work for government entities. They have done work on large buildings. They've done work on small projects. And they do a great job at a fair price. They will treat you well. And folks, I'll be honest with you, I don't know too many people that are harder working in some adverse conditions than what the people of JITS Concrete are. 321-536-5804. If you don't need any block or concrete work, can I just ask that you would pray for those who are working construction out in the elements, the roofers and the masons, the people that are doing all of this, lawn care people. I see them out there as well. Just pray for them, that God would keep them safe, that he would keep them healthy, and he would draw them all close to him. That would be a blessing for us. So 321-536-5804 will get you Greg. You will probably get his answering machine. You know why? Because he's working, and he is not just an owner or not just a boss. He's part of the work crew as well. So 321-536-5804. Leave him a message. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, and we'll see what God does for you from there. So today we are going back to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. We are looking at commandment number 5, which is the first of the commandments in our human relationships of how we are supposed to interact with one another. And it says this: honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and then it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Now, I know that if you had a strained relationship with your parents, that one of the first things that's going to happen is there's going to be this sound going off in your head. Well, they did this and they don't deserve honor. And listen, parents, we cannot demand the honor and then also be disrespecting. So let me just say that. A lot of people like to quote scriptures without getting the full benefit of the picture. So there is the mindset that some people have that says, I can behave in a dishonorable way and I can still demand honor out of you. And I want you to know that that's not the way that this is supposed to work. We are supposed to be conducting ourselves in an honorable manner so that we are not exasperating or provoking our children, but we're supposed to make our kids' responsibility of honoring their father and their mother an easy one. We're supposed to be living the life as a role model to them, equipping them to succeed. And so I encourage you to be a person that is doing your very best to be an honorable adult, an honorable parent, so that your kids will be able to do it. But if there's been a disconnect there, a lot of times there will be, well, I can't honor them because they did this. I can't honor them because they did that. I can't honor them because of this other thing. And I want to take you to the New Testament right now. I want to take you to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. I'm turning over there myself, John chapter 8. And verse number 52 is where we're going to begin reading. And he said, then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets who are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? Now, I want you to know they've asked that question and they expected the answer to be no. But the answer in reality is yes, Jesus is greater than Abraham. Yes, Jesus is greater than the prophets. Jesus answered and said to them, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you, but I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, let me take you up just a little bit further into verse number 49. Then Jesus answered and said, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me, and I do not seek my own glory, and there is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. So I'm sorry I didn't go quite far enough in the passage. What we see here in this passage is that the best reason that I can give you to honor your father and your mother is not because it was commanded, although that ought to be sufficient enough. But as a child of God, I can tell you the best reason to honor your father and your mother is because Jesus lived a life honoring his father. Jesus lived a life honoring his father. So as he has done, we should also do. And you say, well, God's his father. He's perfect. Well, I want you to realize the difficulties, the afflictions, the trials, the crucifixion, all of that that was getting ready to take place just for the sake of you and I being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. This life of honor that Jesus lived is not just some posh life living, you know, on the throne and everybody's just coming and bowing down and worshiping. He lived the life of a servant. He took on the form of human flesh. He came and he dealt with the adversity. He should have been born in a palace. He was born in a manger. It was a way of him identifying with every adversity that humanity deals with on a regular basis. And in all of that, there wasn't any complaining. There was honor. There was honor. I remember some things, you know, as kids, they weren't always pleasant, but we realized that we were doing things to help the family survive. And so, you know, it's not always going to be a real easy job. It's not going to be all cookies and cream. But I will show this to you also from John chapter 8, and that is when you get down to verse 54, Jesus, after saying up in verse number 49 that he honors the Father, he says, "My Father honors me." This is not, this life of honor is not supposed to be a one-way street. It is supposed to be a relationship of honor. Okay? And I'm one of the things I've got a long list of things here that talk about the things that we are supposed to honor from the Word of God. And I want you to know it's a pretty long list. If I can, let me just run down it real quick. And that is this. We're supposed to guard our honor according to Genesis 49:6. Jacob said, "Look, I don't want my honor tied up with their dishonorable behavior." That had to do with a couple of his sons. We're supposed to honor the elderly. We are supposed to have national honor as the people of God. We are supposed to honor the messengers of God. If we honor God, he will honor us. We're supposed to honor the king. Honor comes from God. Honor those who protected you. That was a situation in Esther chapter 6. Earlier in the book, Mordecai had heard that there were a couple of people getting ready to, they were conspiring to kill the king. And he heard about it. He brought the report. The report was investigated. It was found to be true and was eliminated. And the king was having a bout with insomnia one night. The journals were brought in and they read to him. And he said, "What honor has been given to Mordecai for protecting the life of the king?" And that act of honor set the time frame in place for deliverance from Haman's plans to annihilate the nation of Israel. Okay, so again, I want to show you that sometimes the delivery comes in advance. It doesn't come as a reactive manner. It comes because we've been living this life of honor all along. So honor is given to those who protect you. We are supposed to honor Jesus. Psalm 149 says we are supposed to honor all his saints. We'll talk about some of these things here a little bit later, but you're supposed to honor the prophets, the people who are calling you into relationship with God. You and I are supposed to honor a gracious woman, like in Proverbs chapter 11, the humble and the righteous are to be honored. In Proverbs 31, we're supposed to honor the virtuous woman. In Isaiah 58, we're supposed to honor the Sabbath. In Romans chapter 12, we're supposed to honor one another. In Romans chapter 13, we honor those who are due honor. In 1 Timothy 5:3, we're supposed to honor widows. In 1 Timothy 5:17, honor the elders of the church. 1 Timothy 6:1, if we bring that into a modern context, it says that we are supposed to honor our boss. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 17, it says honor all people. And then a little bit later in the verse, it says honor the king. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 7, it says honor your wife. And so I will tell you that we are supposed to not only be recipients of honor for the life that we have given and the shelter that we have provided, we're supposed to be living in a culture of honor. I know that the commandment deals with the parental relationship, but folks, we are living in a dishonorable time. And people want to try and justify it because they say, well, this person is reprehensible, their behavior. When Peter wrote that, he had a king that, when he says honor all people and honor the king, he had a king that was murdering Christians. It was not a time without challenges, but he said, you know, I'm going to treat this relationship. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were commanded to bow their knee and worship, and they carefully answered the king and said, that is a bridge that we cannot cross. They were some of the most loyal servants in the kingdom. But when the king came to a place where he was he thought more highly of himself than he ought and thought he ought to be worshiped like a god, then there became some challenges there, and they said, we're going to continue to honor God. We're not going to treat you in a disrespectful manner. If you throw us into the fire, our God is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow. I want you to look at the outcome of Nebuchadnezzar's life, and that is this, that you will find that because of the life of Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and their loyal service to him, that Nebuchadnezzar ended up having a heart-changing encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to the point that Nebuchadnezzar wrote one of the books or one of the chapters in the book of Daniel and said, look, there is no other God that should be worshiped but the Lord God of Israel. That's what he said. You don't have that sort of influence on the greatest king in that day and time if you are living dishonorably. So I just want to encourage you that there are a lot of things that a lot of people that we're supposed to be honoring. It bothered me under the last presidential administration and the president before that and the current president, where people were behaving dishonorably towards that situation. I believe that we have responsibility to be the people of light and to live and behave honorably no matter who the person occupying the White House is, whoever is operating the state capitol. We're supposed to live honorably. Okay? And so the next time that you think that we have it so bad in America with people representing us and being fallen individuals and all of that sort of stuff, I want to remind you that some of the kings in Israel reigned for, or Israel and Judah, Judah primarily, they reigned for decades, multiple decades. I believe one king reigned for 52 years. And so you and I, we can thank God that, we don't get stuck with oppressive or ungodly leadership in our country for decades. There's a two-term limit for the president. And so we need to do a better job of being the people of honor, no matter how dishonorable the person may be. We're supposed to be calling them back into relationship. If God could do it in Babylon, he could do it here as well. So one of the things that happens if we live a life of honor, it says that our days will be prolonged. Our days will be prolonged. They, they will literally be drawn out. I love this time of the year because there is so much daylight at the end of the workday that's still available so that I can go outside and do the things that I need to do, like mowing the grass and working around the yard and things like that. And because of that, I mean, during the, like, December, I mean, it's almost dark when I'm walking in the door. And by the time you get done eating, you know, you can kiss daylight goodbye. Well, this means that our season of productivity, our the life that we're going to be able to enjoy, it is going to be extended. In other words, if we live dishonoring people that God intends to honor, we are going to shorten our lifespan instead of lengthening it. Our influence is going to be cut short. So if you want to live long in the land and you want it to go well with you, that's what it says here. And let me turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5 says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And so that concept of going well, it means to make well, to be sound, to be beautiful, to be happy, to be successful, and to be in the right. So we have the possibility to disarm strife and discord. We have the opportunity to, by this living the life of honor, be able to make fulfilling all of the thou shalt nots that are getting ready to come. If you are living a life of honor, you're not going to be wanting to go out and murder people. You're not going to be committing adultery because you're going to be honoring the word of God. You're going to be honoring your future spouse and all that. You're not going to be stealing because you are honorable in your finances. You're not going to be lying because you're going to be honoring with your word. And you're not going to be coveting because you know that God is able to give you everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness. So I think that we should really elevate our level of honor in our country. In Matthew chapter 15, this concept had already been a struggle, and so there had been some rabbinical writings that had been made, and they were given equal weight with the commandment of God. Let me tell you, my words do not carry the same weight as God's word. God's word is flawless. God's word is powerful. God's word is true, and there is no shadow of turning when it is settled forever in heaven. Nobody gets to elevate themselves to the place of God. Nobody. And so listen to what Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 15. We're going to read the first 9 verses. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? Listen to the example that he cites. Verse number 4, for God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me as a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And so what Jesus was dealing with was people who are coming along and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say that this life, the responsibility to honor your father and your mother has ended. It's cut off. It's been severed. And that any benefit to the relationship that had come, you're just going to allow that person to say, well, that's a gift to God. And that from that point on, there was to be no more responsibility. And what Jesus says to them here is, God never put an expiration date on it. God never put an expiration date on it. And I'm very thankful about that. Because, you know, I've been around for a long time, seen a lot of teenagers come and grow up, and there seems to be this mindset that as long as you're a juvenile, that you have to do what people tell you to do. But once you hit 18, and in some people's minds, they think that they can circumvent that process and cause it to go forward at an earlier age, I tell you, that's a mistake. You don't want to make that. You don't. But there will be people who at 18, they thought that all of a sudden they didn't have to do what their parents said to do anymore. They didn't have to get up. They didn't have to go to work. They got to live as irresponsibly as they wanted. And yet they thought that their parents still had the responsibility to take care of them. Every once in a while, you hear about a person, primarily in Europe, who will sue his parents because their parents are trying to help him to grow up. And, you know, at 30 or 40 or 50 years old, they're finally saying, look, you've got to become a productive member of society. Jesus said, look, I don't care who the rabbi was that made this dictate and put this teaching in place, but it invalidates the word of God. It violates the commandment of God, and you have made it of no effect. If we live a dishonorable life, we will make the commandments of God of no effect. We cannot afford to do that. At our church, we have a man. He went to a funeral. His uncle had died. And they were talking about all of the things that he had done honorably in his life. And God said to him during that funeral, he said, look, I'm not going to honor him for all of the honor that he has received. I'm going to honor him for the honor that he gave. And he honored Jesus with his life. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage myself. Let's live honorably. It'll make our life long, and it will go well with us. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.